This is Ozarks at Large. Isaac is expected to hit parts of Arkansas with some hard rain. Many high school football games in southern and central Arkansas were pushed up a day or two from their scheduled Friday night events to avoid playing in torrential downpours. Arkansas is also expecting to see some Gulf Coast residents seeking shelter. As Jonathan Rees from our partner station KASU in Jonesboro reports, a statewide program is designed to give them hospitality.
The program is called the COVER program, and it stands for Communications of Vacancies and Emergency Response. It was put together after Arkansas took in thousands of people who were displaced because of Hurricane Katrina. Spokeswoman Kat Robinson says this is the first time it's being used in the state and lets officials in other states know where lodging is available in Arkansas.
The way that it works is that the lodging properties, and not just hotels and motels, but also operators who have cabins, campgrounds, and RV sites, they contact us. We give them a password and a username, and they log on to arkansas.com/cover, and they input their information. They tell people how many hotel rooms or how many RV sites or what have you that they have open and how much that they're charging for them. And they're not expected to discount, but on the other hand, they're not price gouging either. And that way, the information's in this system. Now, whenever somebody logs on to arkansas.com/cover, they can see where properties are available all across the state.
Robinson says over 50 hotels and motels statewide have participated, as well as numerous state parks. With some parts of Louisiana having to deal with major flooding after Isaac, Robinson says the program will be available to help those who may be displaced for quite some time. Reporting from Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves.